It's time for Bust or Trust, a kids' mystery podcast. I'm Tiernan.
And I'm Athena. We unravel the world's greatest mysteries with help from you, our chief detectives.
We present all the best evidence and then ask you to decide. Which team are you on?
Are you a myth buster like me?
Or are you a myth truster like me? We look into some very strange stories from around the world. No mystery is too big for us. Like, would the ocean be a lot deeper if it didn't have sponges in it?
Ooh, good point. Hey, maybe we could stop the sea levels rising anymore by putting even more sponges in.
Whoa, but what if we put too many in and it became bouncy? Anyway, we tell you at the end of the show just how to get in touch so you can let us know if you're on Team Buster or the best one, of course, Team Truster.
So, Chief Detectives, get ready to take notes and start putting together your case while we have a quick word with the grown-ups.
Well, hello there, grown-ups. Did you know that we depend on your generosity and support to keep making Bust or Trust?
If you subscribe and support Bust or Trust on Patreon or Apple Podcasts, you'll get access to lots of lovely extras like weekly subscriber bonus episodes with extra evidence, ad-free listening and early access to all our episodes. More to come soon.
To support Bust or Trust, just click subscribe in Apple Podcasts or visit patreon.com/BustorTrustPodcast. Or for more information, visit our website at bustortrust.com.
The case.
Phew. It's okay, Athena. Bust or Trust HQ is all still here.
Of course it is. What did you think was going to happen to it?
Well, you never know. It could have jumped off down the road.
It's a high-rise building, not a high-jump one. Buildings don't jump.
Buildings do jump, Athena. Just look at our case today. The Jumping Church of Kildemock. Back in 1715, this church actually jumped 3 feet from where it was.
Or if you don't use feet, just under a metre.
It didn't use feet. It was a church. It somehow just jumped.
Yeah, this is an unusual one, but I'm still not sure it did. Though it's obviously up to our chief detectives to decide and not jump to any hasty conclusions. What can we tell them about the jumping church, Tiernan?
Kildemock is just outside of the town of Ardee in County Louth, Ireland, not too far from the border with Northern Ireland. Ardee is a medieval walled town, which means there are still many parts of the 15th century wall intact that used to surround the area. Ardee Castle is the largest medieval tower castle in Ireland, and there are a number of other fascinating historic buildings there too.
One of these is the tourist attraction known as the Jumping Church of Kildemock, or Milochstown Church. The church is thought to have been built around 460 BC, when St. Patrick is said to have visited Ireland. It is now mostly ruins, but in 1954, archaeologists, experts who dig up old things from the ground to learn about how people lived in the past, cleared the site, and it has been safe for visitors ever since.
One of the ruins is the wall of the church that in 1715 supposedly jumped right over the body of someone who was not meant to have been buried there. A plaque at the site says, "This wall, by its pitch, tilt and position, can be seen to have moved 3 feet from its foundation. Contemporary accounts mention a severe storm in 1715 when the wall was lifted and deposited as it now stands, but local tradition states that the wall jumped inwards to exclude the grave of an excommunicated person." See, it says that even though some people believe it was moved by a storm, the tradition says the church jumped over the grave of someone that shouldn't have been buried there.
So some think it was a storm, some say the church jumped, and other people have even wilder theories as to why the church wall moved like it did.
But it definitely moved somehow. So it's up to you, Chief Detectives, this week to decide. Did the wall just jump on its own, or is there a logical explanation for how an entire building managed to leap 3 feet?
There is. There will be. If a wall can move 3 feet, there's bound to be a sensible reason for it.
Let's bounce over to the first piece of evidence and find out.
First piece of evidence.
The first piece of evidence is the legend about why the church moved. The story goes, in 1715, a mason, that means someone who lays bricks or stones, converted from the Catholic religion to the Protestant religion. They are both a type of Christianity, but they have slightly different beliefs. And in Ireland especially, but also other parts of the world, there is a historic rivalry that can sometimes be intense and even dangerous. The mason was employed to build a nearby church, but on a Catholic holiday, his fellow workers left to go to Mass and he stayed behind. When they returned, they found his body at the bottom of the scaffolding, which he must have fallen off. They buried him in the grounds of the remains of Kildemock Church, which is already very old and crumbling. Because the man was a Protestant, he was considered a sinner to Catholics. And unfortunately for him, the ruins at Kildemock were of a Catholic church. Once the mason's body was in the ground, the church became very angry having him on its property. And so, in disgust, the entire church apparently detached itself from the western wall and jumped back a whole 3 feet. That way, the man's body was no longer buried inside it.
But buildings do not jump, which is why it's more likely the reason the church moved is the following story. In 1716, on the Christian festival of Candlemas Day, a violent and powerful storm hit County Louth. It was so strong, it knocked the Kildemock Church back a full 3 feet. And there's no doubt that the storm took place. We have several letters from the time stored in the Armagh Library, including one from a local surgeon to the Bishop of Dromore, detailing a violent and tempestuous wind. In the letter, the surgeon says, "The west gable end of that church was on Candlemas Day 1715 moved by the storm 2 feet eastward and left standing within the wall, cut off in a straight line from the foundation which lay bare and even a foot and a half above the ground to the surprise of many curious and credible persons now living who went to view it." Which, I have to admit, still sounds pretty unlikely. But it's less unlikely than a church just jumping somewhere.
You've heard of steeplechasing, right? That's a type of horse race. Well, maybe this is, steeple jumping? But you know what, Athena? I do agree with you a bit on this.
Oh, finally! Brilliant! Welcome to Team Buster, Tiernan.
Wait, I haven't finished. Now you're jumping ahead. I think you're right that a storm sounds very unlikely. Which brings us to piece of evidence number two.
Second piece of evidence.
The second piece of evidence is that experts suggest there is no way a storm could sever a wall so neatly off its foundation like it has done, while leaving the rest of the wall intact and having it land in a completely upright position. That is too unlikely.
As unlikely as a wall jumping?
Yes, maybe even more so. Who's ever heard of a delicate storm? Whereas a carefully jumping wall, you never know.
There is also a theory that the man who was buried there wasn't a Protestant at all, but he was a Freemason. Freemasons are a society of stonemasons, and at several times in history, there have been bans on members of the Freemasons being allowed into the Catholic Church. Just outside the west wall of the church is a grave to a Freemason and Catholic called Morgan, who died in 1791. There is every chance that after he was buried there, locals who were unhappy that a member of the Freemason Guild was in their Catholic church may have moved the building themselves so that he wasn't inside it.
That's very interesting, Athena. But experts who've examined the wall have also said it would have been very difficult for people with the tools they had then to move a wall 3 feet and recreate it exactly. They actually say it would be difficult to do it now, too.
So it's not storms and it's not people. I still refuse to believe a church wall just jumped. There has to be another actual explanation.
Maybe the groundbreaking piece of evidence number three will help then, Athena.
Third piece of evidence.
The third piece of evidence is that some people say it wasn't the church that moved at all, but the earth that moved underneath it. And the ground beneath our feet does move all the time. There are obvious ways, like earthquakes, where energy is released along fault lines, which is a break in the surface of the earth. That then causes the earth to shake and move. But there are also more subtler ways the ground moves, like erosion, which is when weather and water can slowly, over time, change how the land looks. And then there is the movement of the earth's tectonic plates. These are the huge rocky plates that sit under the Earth's surface and have been moving slowly for 3.4 billion years, changing the appearance of the continents throughout history. The country Iceland is an island that sits on the point where two tectonic plates meet, That means every year the landmass grows by about 5 centimetres, or just under 2 inches. So there's every chance that the earth under Kildemock Church did actually move, not the wall.
Oh, I do love hearing about how the earth works. And it's amazing to think that the countries as we know them are always changing. But Ireland isn't sitting on any major fault lines.
But it does have earthquakes. There was one in 2019 in Donegal on the west coast of Ireland, and one in 2012 in Mayo, also on the west.
Yeah, that is true, but they were very small, tiny earthquakes and not strong enough to move a church wall by 3 feet. Erosion would take ages too, as would any tectonic plate shift. And as far as the stories go, the church wall seemingly moved overnight.
Ah, so now you do believe the stories.
Do you know what, Tiernan? I'm not sure anymore. This one is a really strange case.
It is, isn't it? And you know what? For me, it's really changed what it means when people say they're going house hunting. Hi, and welcome to House Hunters, the show where we help people catch their trophy homes. I'm your host, Smile Fakely, and on today's show, Janet and Peter Grumbles are desperate to find a place to move to.
We've been looking for months, but we can't find anywhere we like.
I even thought about making a house out of Lego, but Janet said it would take too long.
Well, don't you worry, because today you're going to be a House Hunter.
Hooray!
Whoa, I think.
So you said you were looking for a 3-bed detached home with a garden and 2 toilets.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I've brought you two here because that's exactly what we have over there. Built in the 1800s, this house...
Crikey!
It just jumped away!
Wow, it's off already. Now that's what I call a mobile home. You two had better hurry up if you want to catch that. Peter, here's a massive net. Janet, here's a series of house-friendly traps. Go, go, go!
Get it, Peter!
It moves just before I get the net on it, Janet. Every single time. It won't stay still.
Oh, if I put down some welcome mats, maybe I can lure it into this trap. Here, housey, housey, here. Oh, come on!
Oh no, I think it landed on a wicked witch.
Oh dear, that means you've got exactly 3 minutes before her sister and some flying monkeys come after you. Come on, Janet and Peter. I'm so sorry, you two, but I'm afraid your ideal house just got away.
Oh, it was so nimble for a 2-story building.
I suppose I'll get my Lego out again then. Ugh.
Not yet, Peter. Here's a 100-foot cage. Janet, you take this bow and arrow, because here is a 4-bed, 2-toilet bungalow that I think is right up your street. Or it was, but now it's up someone else's street. Go get them, house hunters.
This is awful.
I'll get you, bouncing house.
I think that's the best daytime TV show I've ever seen.
Me too. It's definitely a lot more exciting when houses move people rather than the other way round.
You know who never runs off when they're needed? That's right, our chief detectives. It's now up to you to decide. Did the jumping church of Kildemock really jump? Or was it moved in a very normal way?
Time to recap the evidence.
Evidence recap.
The first piece of evidence is the story of the man that was buried in the church's grounds in 1715. But because he wasn't Catholic, the church itself jumped so that his body was no longer inside it.
But another story says that the church wall was moved by a raging storm, and there are letters in the Armagh Library that prove there was a particularly violent storm at the time.
The second piece of evidence is that experts say a storm could not have so neatly sliced the wall off its foundations and left it standing upright a short distance away.
But there is also another theory that the man who was buried there was from a group that was banned from being Catholic. And after he was buried, the locals moved the church away from his body themselves.
The last piece of evidence is that some theories say the earth itself moved under the church, and the ground can move with earthquakes, tectonic plate shifting, or erosion.
But the earthquakes in Ireland aren't strong enough to move a wall, and the wall moved too quickly for it to have been caused by erosion.
So now we're handing it over to you, Chief Detectives.
What do you think? Are you a jumping church of Kildemock mythbuster?
Or a jumping church of Kildemock myth truster? Get in touch and let us know your thoughts. And most importantly, which side you're on. I'm pretty sure our chief detectives leapt right over to my side for this case.
Oh, you're having a leap of faith if you think they're anywhere other than Team Buster. Send us your voice notes with an explanation of why you're a myth truster or myth buster when it comes to whether the church in Kildemock somehow jumped or it was moved by a more reasonable force like a storm or angry locals.
All you have to do is ask your grown-ups to help you email us your voice notes or thoughts to hello@bustortrust.com.
Tell us your name, age, what you think all the evidence means, and please, please make sure your grown-ups give us permission to use your voice notes or emails in our next episode.
You can also send us a question on Spotify Q&A, but please get permission from your parents and don't include any personal details so we can publish them safely. We won't always be able to use all of them.
Oh, we love hearing from you, and we've been getting so many fantastic voice notes, and we have to share them right now.
I like the Bustle Trust videos because I like the rhyming words, and they're the best rhyming words. And I'm a buster, and I am 5 years old, and my name is Luna.
Well, Luna, I think we should trust her because she's a buster. Did you get that? Because she likes rhyming.
That was great.
Yeah. Rhymes.
Thanks, Luna, even if you are on Team Buster. And I'm glad you like the wordplay. And I bet because you're Luna, you also like eating a satsuma. Yeah? I'm a poet, but don't know it.
I'm Olga Wren, and I'm from Courtney, Canada. And I'm a buster about the Mothman because it could have just been a bird holding something. And you can't cross a human with a moth. So then why would it even be real? And monsters aren't even real. So why?
And I'm 5 years old.
5 years old, but so wise already. You can't cross a man with a moth. But can you cross a woman with a moth?
That's a good question.
The answer is no, you can't.
Okay. Well, I think there maybe isn't a crossing someone with a moth. Maybe it's just like they have super moth powers. Like, I am Mothman. I will eat your jumper if it's woolly.
I mean, I'm not convinced.
Well done, Oka Wren. Thank you for listening to all the evidence, even if it means you're a buster.
Our chief detectives have the best ideas.
What a brilliant bunch of chief detectives we have. And if you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more great episodes. We love to hear what you think, so please do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps more detectives find Bust or Trust. We'll read out some of the reviews on the show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for more Bust or Trust. Tiernan, it's time to go home. Why are you just sitting there?
I'm waiting to see if the Bust or Trust building can take me home. I'm only 3 jumps away.
Firstly, this place is going nowhere. Secondly, what makes you think it's going in the direction of your home? What if it's got somewhere else to be this evening?
Ah, good point. It might have been invited to a housewarming party. I'll go get my coat.
Yeah, you really, really should.